You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A meeting of all major Pacific nations is happening in the Solomon Islands next month. The stability of this conference has been threatened by renewed geopolitical tensions in the Pacific, with China and the United States fiercely competing for influence. New Zealand recently also withdrew funding from the Cook Islands, who have signed a multitude of bilateral deals with China that brings the nation in closer cooperation with the Asian superpower. Tuvalu previously threatened to boycott the conference as the U.S., China, and Taiwan, which are partner countries, have been banned from participating amid rising geopolitical tensions, but has since said that they will attend. I wanted to understand a little bit more about the importance of the Pacific Island Forum and the role that New Zealand plays in the Conference of Nations, especially in a Pacific environment where climate change threatens the sanctity of so many Pacific Island communities. Could you maybe just briefly explain exactly what the Pacific Island Forum is for our listeners?
Pacific Islands Forum was established in 1971, and the purpose of that organization was to have a forum where newly independent states of the Pacific can discuss political issues. And the reason for that was because the SPC, which is the South Pacific Commission at that time, was not a place where they can discuss political issues. So it was established for that purpose. And New Zealand and Australia, Cook Islands, Samoa and others were the initial founders of the organization. And if my guess is right, it was after a meeting in Wellington in 1971 that it was formally established.
There has been some tension in the lead up to this Pacific Islands Forum, with some countries like Tuvalu formally threatening to boycott, but now attending the forum because the Solomon Islands wanted to exclude donor countries such as the US and China. But there's also been a spat, sort of foreign policy spat, between New Zealand and Cook Island over deals, infrastructure deals with China. Could you maybe give us a little bit more context into what's happening in the Pacific geopolitically and what might be brought up at the Pacific Islands Forum this year?
I think as we all know, there is this geopolitical tension because of the increasing influence of China in the region. I think in 2019, Solomon Islands and Kiribati became diplomatic partners of China instead of, or they shifted from Taiwan. So in the process, I think many more Pacific Island states, they are now diplomatically connected to China rather than Taiwan, and of course that is a concern to Western allies, who are traditionally the main players in the Pacific Islands region.
Is the competition, the increasing competition in the Pacific between U.S. and China, a threat to Pacific unity? Maybe do you think there are camps or sides that are forming in that geopolitical conflict?
I think the difficulty at the moment is that increasing influence, but also there are lesser number of Pacific states that have diplomatic relations with Taiwan. So I think there are only three Taiwanese allies at the moment in that forum family, and therefore there is that feeling as well that maybe the majority are pushing away Taiwan and replacing that relationship with China. And of course, in the broader scheme of things, the traditional allies, led by the U.S., are also concerned that, with the Chinese increasing influence in the region, they have a lot of concerns regarding issues like security and those kinds of issues. So I think that's where the tension is at the moment.
I suppose one of the other key issues that the Pacific Island nations are particularly concerned about is the vulnerability to climate change and climate-related disaster over the medium to long term. Is the Pacific Islands Forum, you think, doing enough, or are these nations able to collaborate effectively in order to develop a response, especially in an environment where, the U.S. As a traditional ally is now not actively aiding countries outside of its region to combat things like climate change?
Yeah, it is, I think, a concern over the years, because for the Forum Island countries, the small island countries, their number one security concern under the 2050 strategy and in many of their documents is climate change. And that's the number one security threat for them. And it's something that they are concerned about because obviously if you go to the lower lying islands of the Pacific, it is actually an existential threat. And it's, you know, perfectly understood that they would be more concerned about climate change. But, you know, the difficulty now is, you know, with traditional allies like the U.S., as you mentioned, not supporting that cause. So it's, yeah, if you like, that's a complicated space that they have to, you know, spend more time discussing. And for the Pacific Forum member countries, that is a big issue. But as we all know, America or the U.S. and other bigger countries are not concerned about it as they used to under the, you know, Paris Agreement or other previous global arrangements.
New Zealand has put in a bid to host the Pacific Islands Forum in 2027. What do you see as the future of New Zealand's participation in this multilateral relationship across the Pacific?
New Zealand throughout history has been very supportive of Pacific Islands Forum. And as I've said earlier, New Zealand was one of the founding members of the forum. And I think they also have a very good relationship and at the same time an image out there in the island as New Zealand being a very supportive state. So I think depending very much on the outcome of the, you know, the upcoming or the forthcoming forum meeting in the Solomons, I think things will, as the host in 2027, I think they'll, I have a feeling that it will just continue the discussions to progress what they would have agreed on in the forthcoming meeting. So there may be comments or, you know, discussions here and there or reluctance to attend and so on and so forth. But knowing the Pacific Islands Forum and the leaders that are there, there's always an emphasis on consensus and relationship building. So I don't really see problems moving ahead. I think all they need at the moment is to get their house in order, the forum organization in order, and then be ready to face the future and also to engage well with, you know, with partners in that geopolitical space that we talked about earlier.
That was the University of Auckland's Associate Professor Gordon Anau on the 2025 Pacific Islands Forum.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.